Betsy Tom, this is Chris.
Yes, let me turn my FM radio down here. Oh, wow, it's getting congested. The mail truck stopped, and man, they about had a pile up. Well, how's your day going, Mr. Chris? My name's Tom, I guess I said. I got kind of shook up there when the traffic started banging up.
All right, Tom. Yeah, I hear doing a little work here and there, running around. I figured I had to go pick up some equipment, so I had a little time. I heard you holler over the radio.
Business. We are just doing a bank run currently. If I can keep this stupid phone from going on and off. Just a second there, I got it off. I don't mess with the phone while I'm driving and a text message comes through. Well, we're going to go to the bank, then down to Daughter's, and Bernice's got some stuff that she's been canning, and going to take them, some jelly? Some peach jelly today, and so what are you doing with your equipment? What kind of work do you do?
I do traffic control. We work with Duke Energy and all of its affiliates, and we got a crew called Davey Resource, and we go around neighborhoods in Greenville and wherever, and we pull the old power poles after they put up a new one, and we come around behind them and take the old one.
Phew, that's great. They got this new one in up here, and I'm glad of that up here by us. What's it, McElhaney Road, is that what it is, Bernice? Milford Church Road. But anyways, tell me this much. How much does one of those new, I assume they're aluminum poles, cost nowadays?
I know most of the ones we've set up for them to put in were the wooden ones. I would assume the aluminum ones, I guess the 30-feet ones, it's probably $600-$700, I'm assuming.
What they say about assume. I think you're kind of undercutting them there, Chris. Aluminum is gold nowadays. I'll tell you, oof, this guy's mowing grass and throwing his dirt all over our car, thank you. I know I looked at some aluminum conduit here about, a year ago. You know how everything's went up now, but I can't imagine what that stuff would cost just for a stick of conduit. I can't remember the price on it, but I was shocked. Aluminum conduit's pretty nice at times for antennas and things like that. We used to run it when we were doing work up high in the machine shop, like 50 or 60 feet up in the air, because it was light and much easier to handle.
I thought you meant like how much it costs to take them out and everything. Yeah, I would assume the overall cost would be pretty high. I know I helped close off a road up in Hendersonville about 8 months ago. They were setting up the big Highline towers, and I think the guy said for them to put all that in was upwards of $30,000, $40,000, I believe. And that's just putting it up.
Yet these wooden poles cost like the dickens nowadays, too. And I see a lot of them that have been replaced. It's too bad they can't go all underground. Down at my daughter's, everything's underground down there, but it's a newer addition. My feelings on that are underground's the best, but it's the most expensive. And boy, if it ever had a fault on it, that'd be a booger to repair, wouldn't it?
Sure, I know I've done some traffic control downtown, and I think the city and Duke Energy had like a co-op together to replace a lot of the lines under, put them underground in the city area, and I think it was like $3.8 million project.
Yeah, Chris, it's very expensive. Well, I saw a write-up a year while back. I think it was on the Greener Amateur Radio Club site. And this guy had, it was in QST Magazine, and he'd had trouble with noise generated and getting into his HF rig. Well, it turns out it was an underground cable and it was high voltage, I mean really high, and it was arcing underground or something like that. I don't know, but I never give it a thought, but boy, that'd be a real specialty job, about like fiber optics, only dealing with high tension cables that are buried underground. Would really be a specialty thing, wouldn't it?
Off to KO4RUR, and yeah, I would imagine that, especially that fiber optic's pretty expensive. I was working with a crew last summer. They were digging a hole for a pole, and they hit some. And I think the AT&T guy, I don't know if he was right or not, but he was saying they're going to have to replace that little bit where they tore it up, and it's going to cost somewhere upwards of like $85,000 to get it rerun, and all together it's like $140,000 to get it all.
And zero TR mobile. Well, the technicians would have to be specially trained for that stuff, I'm sure. I never did have to deal with it. I noticed here at Wade Hampton and Buncombe Road, they're putting all new stoplights in here. And I'm talking about a bunch of them.
Greer, I was up in Greer last weekend. I saw a lot of new traffic signals and stuff like that. I guess the more it grows, the more they've got to put in.
That's because we're special.
I didn't catch any call sign there, but this is in Greer, and boy, I'll tell you, it's a major undertaking here on that. Well, Chris, I'm going to have to drop out, and I'm trying to switch lanes here and not get run over. You know how that is. Great talking to you. Jump in there anytime. KO4RUR, I think it was. This is N0TR73, Chris.
I'm hooked up. I've got an arrow board hooked to me. We're going to be setting up to pull a pole over here near the hospital on Ferris. So we got to get this, and I'm going to head over there now. And 73 back at time. KO4RUR, clear.
B4CBA.
We're getting ready to pull in the bank up here on Wade Hampton, and I didn't recognize your voice. You was kind of in the scratchiness there. But I got about maybe 1 or 2 minutes because the light's turning red.
The light turns red, don't you?
It really matters in South Carolina.
Some people said that, but the reason the light turns red is you turn red, too, if you had to change in front of all those people.
Double boo. Anytime I catch a yellow light, I always tell Bernice, magenta. It wasn't red, it was magenta.
Well, you know, in South Carolina, if the light turns red, that's, you just speed up.
We're here at the bank, Dave, so I'll let you go. I was talking to KO4RUR. Interesting gentleman to talk to. And you have a good day, Dave. I'll be back out mobile in a few minutes. N0TR.
We'll give you some free samples if they're giving out any at the bank. And anyway, KB4CBA, go ahead there, Rusty.
Okay, David, I was going to tell Tom to bring me a bag of those free samples, too, you know. See, if they're giving out free samples, $100 bills, he can bring me a bag of them. I'd appreciate it. Anyway, what you up to, Dave?
There was an elderly lady brought in some ball mason jars the other day here to United Community Bank. And they said the bugs had got into it, and it stunk so bad they just about had to leave the room. They actually sent them into the Federal Reserve, and that lady got her money. So they actually do bury that, kind of like KB4CBA does with his. I'm clear. This is N0TR.
Hey, I don't have anything to bury.
You and me both. So what you up to today, David?
I'm just sitting around here thinking about all the things I need to do. Me. My brother-in-law passed away last night, so I'm going to be going up to Maggie Valley tomorrow, and I'll probably be up there with my sister, and the funeral's going to be in Laurinburg, so I'll drive her to Laurinburg, North Carolina, and it'll probably be this weekend.
See your sister and the family and everybody, I can understand that. I'm going by over here at church where there's a down the road from me that there's a sign out front that says slow funeral. So, and must be at somebody's house there that they got marked. But anyway, yeah, prayers from me to your family and everybody. I can understand when things like that happen and all. So anyway, be safe on your trip and be careful. With the idiots on the road these days, you never know. Oh, well, I'm headed over to the Chinese restaurant to pick me up some sesame chicken with fried rice for lunch.
Sounds good. I miss Chinese food, I tell you. Being on this diet, it, not much I can eat in Chinese.
But fortunately for me, that's one of the few things that doesn't bother my stomach right now. And I can get away with eating Chinese food, and I can get away with a good bit of the Mexican food that I like without having a problem. So, tried a new restaurant last night, and after our regular rehearsal last night. First rehearsal of each month. Usually it's the first Monday, but this time it was the second Monday. We usually go out, rehearse for an hour and a half, and then go out and have what we call a afterglow. Sit down, have something to eat, drink, just talk back and forth about all kinds of things other than singing. So, and we went out last night, went to a new place. And darn, if that was good food. I had a nice burger and fries last night, and it was boy, did it fill me up.
Good. I think we went to Tipsy Taco, or was that night before last? I can't remember. Yeah, that was night before last because I played tennis last night. But that Gypsy Taco place is good over there in Greer.
I've heard of that one. I've been there, but the place I went is called, is over on Highway 290 up in Duncan, and out there close to Interstate 85. And they're like a, you know, there used to be a Greek restaurant there, and it kind of folded when everything went bad because nobody could come there and eat. He didn't offer a lot of takeout, but this place has been taken over, and they remodel, and they just opened up this past weekend, and they seem to be doing business. When we went by there before on my way to rehearsal last night, their place was packed. Their parking lot was packed. When we went back, there were still quite a few people there, but the food was good. The food was good. And it's called Highway 290, it's kind of like they got, you know, TVs around, they got pool tables in there, and good food, but anyway, so what you doing now? You headed somewhere, or you headed home, or are you sitting at home, you say?
I was in there watching TV, and I had the little HT on, and heard Tom in there, and then him and Chris had a short queue, so why did I say Tom had a short queue? So it was Chris, he called KO4RUR, and anyway, so I jumped in there in the tail end of it, and he was going to the bank. So anyway, I just wanted something else to do besides sitting there and watching TV.
Yeah, some kind of getting boring. Well, I've arrived here. I got to run in the grocery store real quick, pick up one item, and then go next door and pick up my my lunch, and then I'm heading back to the house. So I'll be back within about 5 minutes or so here. W-U-2-T.
Be around. Take care, and good to talk with you. W2TKB4CBA.
Mobile. Yeah, Dave, when you were saying the red light joke earlier, my partner in the background was laughing. I thought it was pretty funny.
Where you are, KB4CBA. Name here's David. Good afternoon.
Upstairs, and then the computer downstairs is the old one. they'll just, that'll be all right, won't it? It'll show up on either one then.
Linked together, yes. If you haven't got them linked together, you have to set up the link, and it's not that hard to do. And you own a copy of it, so you can download it, you know, and get the latest. In fact, you should have gotten a notice from him about a week and a half ago about the latest version. He's updated his logger. So, but yeah, if you've got it set up so the interface between in your Wi-Fi between the two computers, yeah, you should have no problem with getting it to update on both files.
Well, I haven't even got that update. I haven't been that active on AM radio, but night before last, I worked, I don't know, maybe 6 contacts just for fun, and put them in the log. And the old one, it still works, but now and then the screen just goes totally black. So I've hooked up another external screen to it that I use for my band scope. And so I don't know when it'll shoot crabs, but I wouldn't want to lose that capability to where I can upload to the logbook of the world. So one of these days I'll get that done. I think Ariel updated my old computer the last time to the newest update about a year ago.
If you're going to use the newer computer for logging your contacts, is do a backup. Backup your the files for the logger, and then which will create a backup for it, and then take it upstairs to your or take it up to your other computer after you install the software, and then just do a do a reload, and it'll put it all back in, and you'll have all your current things on your other computer, and you'll have your whole file there.
And that's when pigs fly. Oh, well. It hasn't shot crabs yet, so I'm not overly concerned with it. When it gets to that point, I guess I'll do it. But not right this minute. I guess we had about 100 sunspots the other day, though, Rusty. This is OTR.
I mean, things should be getting good. Well, anytime you need help, holler at me, and I'll be glad to come over and help you do it. I've done mine back and forth to both of my computers over time, and I just, automatically do that and just make sure I get it. I've got a good hard copy on both, and I back up my hard drive on my computer off onto a, I want to do a backup. I back it up to a external hard drive. And then I can just take that external hard drive, plug it into my other computer, and then reload, good to go. Anyway, Tom, I'm back in the yard. I've got punch here. I'm back in the sun. And I shall talk to you later. N0TR, W2T. Talk to you later, W2T clear. Hello, Bernice.
Hello. We're just down here by the Greer Memorial Hospital. Headed south right at the moment. Good to hear you, Rusty, and thanks for the offer of the help. And when it gets to that point, I'll probably need help, but Bernice said I needed that for years now. W2T and 0TR 73.
73 to Rusty, KB4CBA. So, Tom, I take it you didn't get any free samples.
And the free samples, they're... Batman. Well, I'm sorry to hear about your brother-in-law, Dave.
At least they knew it was coming, and I guess the hardest part was just my sister was just amazing. But anyway, he didn't suffer. He didn't have a hospice, kept him comfortable the whole time, so he went very peacefully, and they're grateful for that. So I'm gonna be riding up to Maggie again tomorrow, I'll probably be there and then take her to Laurinburg for the funeral this weekend sometime, whenever the funeral home can do it.
Sebian, sorry to hear it, but yes, there's times when mercy is the best thing, and there's a time to let go. I know we had to go through that too, Dave. Well, I would say this, when this is all over with, if you wanted me to pick up you some money there at the bank, well, just run over there to Cherokee Casino, because as I'm reminded by Bernice, that's not very far from the casino up there, and you could win all that free money.
KB4CBA. Yeah, well, we know how the casinos stay in business. And so they're not in the business of giving away too much money.
It's kind of like the lottery. A big sign over the door there says, this is where two fools met.
All the lottery does is exploit the poor. That's really sad.
Sir, we used to, I would go in to get some tomatoes or something back when we didn't have a lot of tomatoes at the Willis's down here, and I'd buy Bernice $5 worth, or I've even, like, you know, for a special occasion, I might buy $10 ones or a couple of $5 ones. That happens once or twice a year. You might as well throw your money out the window. But you know, there's an old boy down here at this Quick Trip, and I think it's the one right down here by the airport where you go over 85. He won $100,000 the other day on Palmetto or something or other. And then Fireball or whatever they call it, not the Powerball, this is a different game. He actually got that upgraded by 5 times, so he won $500,000.
I'm happy for him. I mean, you know, somebody's got to win it, but you can't win if you don't enter. So I guess I'm never gonna win, because I'd rather take my chances, you know, my investments than throwing it away on. Find a lottery ticket. But anyway, I heard you talking about the Apple updates. I'm updating my phone and my iPad right now.
The news this morning on Channel 4, they're at noon, and it's, you got to upgrade to iOS 14 dot something or other, Dave. No, I wasn't kidding about that. But that's where I heard it at, and I went over there, and sure enough, there was an update. It's pretty lengthy. It takes a little bit for it to do it. It seemed like a little longer than most. But I upgraded both of our phones and got that taken care of. Well, this guy's odds of winning down here on that Palmetto Cash 5 or whatever it was 8 million, I think, 125,000 to one.
About right, you know. So, those kind of odds, you know, my wife will buy a ticket every now and then. She'll win $5 or $10, and, you know, but I don't think she's ever won anything. I know she didn't want anything big. And but we're not hurting for money, so, you know, good Lord's taking care of us, so I'm just grateful for that. Yeah, the OS 14.8, and mine's still preparing the update. It hasn't even started the update.
Sorry, I'm right beside an old Honda Goldwing. Looks like a four-cylinder here at the I-85. and 14. And it, one of the old fairings sort of looks like a Vetter's. Yeah, it was slow to even do that, but I'll bet you that website is swamped. But it does eventually do it. I would say it takes probably 5 minutes per device before it goes to a black screen and then finishing updating. That's the first time, to my knowledge, that's ever happened. They're real good about their security. But this was a major hack, and I forget the explanation of it. But it's not a good thing. You need to update like you're doing.
Yeah, well, it has an automatic update, but it usually does it in the evening, and sometimes it doesn't. I don't know what's automatic about it. So I just did it myself, you know? I tell you. And just for grins and giggles, I hit the reverse button. I can hear you on the input frequency. And I think when you talk on 2 meters from home, I can hear you on the input frequency. We could probably talk simplex from my house to your house.
Well, you know, that surprises me, Dave, because my antenna is not very high. It's just one of them little fiberglass things that's, oh, I don't know, 4 foot tall. I can't remember the brand on it right now. But they're very popular on ham radio outlet and those places. And they're about $100. And the last one I got, and I'm going to put in the different places, it was only $75. But there really wasn't a tremendous difference in gain. And it's dual band. But it's just over there on the side of my house, about where you parked your motorcycle at. And only on just, if you started up the driveway, it's just right there at the first window. And so I don't know how high it is, 10 foot off the ground or so. I didn't want to put any holes in the roof this time. I used to have a beam on my house at home. I give that beam to W4EEY and two other beams a long time ago. By the way, I haven't heard him on in a long time, Dave.
Yeah, I used to hear Gary on here every now and then, but I don't hear him on here very much. I've just been several weeks or months since I talked to him on 6-1. But anyway, yeah, mine's a J-pole, and it's mounted on the roof, but it doesn't clear the back of the roof. You can't see it from the front of the house, so... but it does a decent job. I don't hit the repeater full quieting, but of course I'm only running 10 watts on this Kenwood mobile rig here, but it doesn't seem to help to put it on high power.
These poles work good. I used to have one W4WOZ, and Mr. Laws, he made some good ones, and I give it away, and I don't remember why, I just changed to this one, but they're really nicely made. They even make them for dual band, which I don't use 440, but there's another one of those, you know, the radio in the kitchen, there's another one for it that's on the side of the carport out there. But we're kind of at the top of the hill there, so I'd assume that helps quite a little bit. We're not real high, nothing like Bob or something up there. He's up about 2,500 feet up there at Hendersonville.
Yep, he's up, he's definitely up higher than we are, that's for sure. Yeah, I'd like to I'd like to have a place up on the side of the mountain, but somewhere. But, you know, I guess that ain't going to happen. So, anyway. at least I'm not down in a hole.
We are at exactly the same height above sea level here in Greer as we were in Kansas. We were 935 feet there at Pittsburgh, Kansas, and that's exactly what we are here. And that really blew me away, because we're kind of in the valley, you know, from Paris Mountain and the ones just north of us. We can be in the mountains in 10 minutes if we head north. But, and I love it, but we're not exceptionally high, but I'm amazed at what I can do with this wire antenna on HF. It's just totally amazing, because back home for many years I had a beam like Steve's getting up at his place, that TA-33, and oh man, that thing worked like a champ. And all I ever had was 100 watts. I didn't have an amp, and I worked everything from her dialing on up. It was a good antenna, and it was only about 50 feet, and then I had a UHF, VHF beam up above that. Worked like a champ. Well, Dave, we're not very far from Amy's here, and so we need to run in and drop this off and head back towards the UTH, because we don't have any plans to stay down here today. You take care, my friend, and hope you get that update all right. And I hope I was accurate. It doesn't matter. I have those automatic updates too, but this one said do it immediately. So I did. KB4CBA and 0GR73 Dave.
So y'all have a good rest of the day. Good to talk to you, and I'll say 73s. Bernice, as usual, make him behave. I know you will. N0TRKB4CBA clear.
MA mobile.
Me, N0TR. I got to jump out, but I just wanted to tell you I had a beautiful signal into the repeater today, and we're sitting here and the car's going to get hot, so I can't stay with you, but there will probably be somebody answering you. This is N0TR73.
Hear your voice, and have a great day. KB4CMA monitoring.
Well, good afternoon, KB4CBA. Name here is David.
If I heard it right. Yeah, KB4TMA, this is Simon. I think we spoke a few days ago, if I'm not mistaken. How are you, Dave?
Hey, Simon. Yeah, I punched you in here to the logbook of the world, and your name didn't come up for some reason. I don't know why. That's weird. Huh. But anyway, stranger things have happened. I usually punch it into QRZ first, but I'm installing an update on my iPad, and so I can't use it right now. So how's your day going?
But yeah, it's Kilo Zulu 4 Tango Mike Alpha, and we spoke a few days ago when I was trying to find out a call sign for Gary, and I think it was you and Shane who helped me get his call sign so I could try to get in touch with him. But I'm doing all right. I was just running an errand. I'm actually just sitting here in the parking lot about to head in. But actually, I've got a quick question if you got a minute, something you might know. Do you have a second?
I got a second. I probably won't let the answer, though.
I was in repeater book, and I'm curious about a local repeater here in Greenville called W4IQQ. That's Whiskey 4, India, Quebec, Quebec. It says it's located in downtown Greenville. And no matter how much I monitor it or throw my call sign out there, I've never heard anybody on it. Just wondering if you know anything about it, W4IQQ, if you know who uses it, what they use it for, or if there's a net or anything. it's just, it's the closest repeater to me, but I've never heard anybody on it.
Frequency.
I'm gonna turn to it in my memory channel, and then I'll be right back on this frequency to tell you. Give me 1 minute. KZ4TMA. 146940. 146940. It's W4IQQ, Whiskey 4, India, Quebec, Quebec.
Yeah, that's the Greer repeater. It's run by the, as far as I know, and somebody listening can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it's owned and run by the Greer Amateur Radio Club, and there is a tone. Do you have the tone for the repeater?
I do have the tone stored. Now, of course, I'm pretty new at hams. There's a chance that I made a mistake in how I stored it in my unit, so I can double-check that. Yeah, but all right, that's good to know that it's run by the Greer Club. And I think I've got the contact of somebody involved with that club. His name's Tom, and he was actually my examiner when I got my technician's license.
Well, and yeah, it's a great repeater. I don't hear many people on it, but it's got a real clear signal and good coverage. So, I have it programmed in this radio here at home, and in my car, of course. But like I said, I don't hear very many people talking on it.
Helpful information. I'll get my hand held out and just test at some point, make sure I'm actually hitting it properly, see if I can hear myself come through on the handheld when I throw my sign out. Yeah, all right, but thanks. Yeah, I appreciate that. I better run in here, though. I'm overdue to get inside, but I threw my sign out there right at the end as I was pulling in. But thanks for picking up, and although it was short, it was good to chat, and I look forward to catching you next time. So this is KZ4TMA, and I'll be clear after your final.
Well, I entered your call wrong. There's a reason that your name didn't come up. Oh, man. But have a good one. 73 is KZ4TMA. This is KB4CBA. KB4CBA.
Horror movies. shoot. Well, we be back on the road just like Willie Nelson.
I don't believe this. I was just talking to Simon, KZ4TMA, and I pulled him up on QRZ, and we lived on the same street. He lives on down the street from where I lived, but I lived on Oregon Street my wife and I for a year. We rented a house there on the corner, and I was just anxious to tell him that if he gets back on here.
But he's there. I left a little space, Dave. Yeah, if he just said KC4 AAA, you know where that's at, don't you?
I know. I've...
It's further south than here. That's the South Pole. It's very common when 20 meters is in. Oh, God. Well, Keith, there's some rare DX, Dave.
I'm in there and say hey to you. I'll carry on with what you're doing. You can get back to me a little bit later, Tom.
Oh, join the conversation. We talked all the way down here, 14 miles. Keith. Go ahead, Dave.
Call again. This is KB4CBA.
Whiskey 4, Oscar Charlie.
W400C. All right. Well, I'm just sitting here updating my Apple devices.
Today, Mr. Keith.
About the same as I am every day, Tom. I'm sitting on the porch here watching the traffic go by.
I actually mowed the grass this morning. Now, Bernice mowed the grass with the push mower out back and has been dethatching it by hand with a broom rake. And so all I had to mow was the front yard and the two side yards. And that sounds like something fun when you're retired, sitting there watching the grass grow.
Yeah, roger that. I got my grass yesterday when it got cool yesterday afternoon, and that left me with not a whole lot to do today.
I don't know if I want to get in on this grass cutting thing, because, well, you know, mine doesn't desperately need it, but you know, if I wanted it to look as good as my neighbor's, I need to cut it, because he keeps his cut. He makes me look bad.
Cut many times by the neighbors, I was ticking them off. Well, it really isn't me so much as it is Bernice with her weed eater, and then the daughter, she tells us what to put on it for fertilizer and chemicals each year. We got, coming up, we got to aerate it, and then we got to... what, fertilize it? Is that what it is, Bernice? And then, I don't know the order. Anyways, I've got a big bag of fescue seed there, too, so and the order of it, I'm not sure of right at the moment which one you put down first. Go ahead, Keith.
It's time you can put your fertilizer and your, if you do lime, which you should do twice a year if you're using fertilizer for spring and fall, you put that down at the same time. You throw it all at once.
Well, you know, Amy mentioned lime, didn't she, Bernice? So we need to go get a couple of bags of that. But Bernice has already been to the ring locker today, and she didn't want to stop at Lowe's on the way home. I was thinking about getting some rocks that we need, and she said, nope, not getting out there and getting hot again. And so that ended that thought, but when we go to get the rocks, by golly, I'll just get a couple of bags of lime, and I think we got a partial bag left from last year.
Yeah, if you use that pelletized lime, it's not near as nasty as that powdered stuff. It's easier to fool with. But you can throw your seed, your lime, and your fertilizer. You can throw it all down at one time, and it's going to be just as good. You're not going to have any bad results from it doing it that way. Just throw it all out there and let it rip.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. This is your old TR Mobile down here by the QT at the I-85-14 junction right near the GSP airport. Go ahead, Dave.
You just hook your front of your car to the tail of one of those airplanes, and you could just fly him. Or fly wherever the plane's going. Oh, man. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Con Air. But they tied a rope onto the back of this old plane. I don't know what it was. And to try to slow it down, you know, from taking off. And so the rope caught this Corvette and hooked it and took it up in the air with it. And it was one of those old cargo planes, like the C-131 that has the, you know, that opens up in the back, and you can, they stood at the back of you, you can see that Corvette just floating around in the air until they hit the tower with the Corvette, then it was pretty much toast.
Imagination, what they can get away with in the movies or just something else.
Did those updates get finished on yours? Mine were really slow, Dave. And you might watch the evening news. I don't watch the national news usually. I just watch the local news. And I'm pretty sure it's correct. Anyways, it was available there. And mine was at 14.8 also.
Finished. It took a little longer than 5 minutes. But it finally did finish. Anyway, I was going to put a comment in here. I put Keith in here and QRZ, and I guess by Keith it comes up Roy. So Roy K. So I just wanted to make a note of that. Anyway, there. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, I made that mistake when I did that. So, only person ever called me that was my father, and usually when he was mad at me. So, that's the way it wound up. Pardon me for not mentioning that before now.
TR Mobile. Following a red Volkswagen convertible with a turbocharger in it, Dave. Well, that's one thing the grandson's new one's not going to have, but it has a V8 in it. And as soon as he gets it for his birthday, I'll shoot you a picture of it. And that's part of what this run was all about today. But, at any rate, we got things squared away. And I think he'll love it enough that he'll take care of it. And he hangs around with good boys and girls, of course. He's got a real nice girlfriend. And I thought it was odd. I seen a piece of paper there yesterday, and he's going to take this young lady that he's liked for quite a while, and going to take her to a dance, and you got to fill out a permission slip if you're the one going to a dance. Like, he's going down to the Catholic school, what was the name of it, St. Joe's, and you got to fill that out if you're coming from another school. And I don't know the why of it, but at any rate, it sounds like it's a good rule. But I never went to any dances. I was too club-footed, and besides that, I had motorcycles, Dave.
That's a pretty lame excuse. Yeah, I never was a dancer. I could slow dance, but anybody can slow dance. But, you know, when the beat picked up, you know, I was at 2 left feet. So, but anyway, so what does OVF mean when it comes up on your radio? Anybody got a clue? I got a 7300 here.
Help me on that. Go ahead, Keith.
Wrong person, Tom. I don't know either. I've never seen that one.
Well, that's a new radio. The only thing I'd be concerned with is if that means over voltage, which I'm pretty sure it doesn't. The mnemonic just don't come to mind for that one, Dave.
It's in the book. I've tried to find it. I just can't find it, but I'm sure it's there somewhere. I'll just have to locate it. I'm just tuning around on 40. There's a little bit. I'm sorry. 20 meters. There's a little bit going on. I was listening to a guy in California. Not a whole lot going on. Other than that, so I went down to 6 6 meters, and that's when the OVF light came on, so I'm not sure what that means. But I'll find out. Yes, that won't be difficult. Let's see. I don't know whose turn it is. I think it's Tom's. Go ahead and pick it up, KB4CPA.
This is Gerald TR. Dave, Keith, I think this last weekend was the end of it, but they was running. I kind of like to work one-by-one calls if they're out there. And there was a whole bunch of them on, and they were running the Route 66 thing, which was really close to us up there in Kansas. And I hadn't been on for a while, and they were doing it on sideband and NCW. So I went up there, made two or three on sideband, and jumped down, did one on 40 meters on CW, and I don't know, three, four, five of them. I used to try to get them all. They're stationed along Highway 66. It used to be a main thoroughfare across the United States. And you could work them and get a certificate. And the only 1 year did I ever send for a certificate, and I thought it was fun. But, boy, they have some big pileups on it. And then about that time, I was talking to Bill down at Hartwell, and I seen a post for an OE2, which was Austria, Vienna. And so I just went up there and worked him, too. He was just clear as a bell on 20 meters, Dave, the other day. And probably on the gray line is what made it better. Go ahead, Keith.